Hi, I'm Devin, and this is Making Rent. I don't have a regular schedule yet, but I'm looking on averaging about one show a week. The Freelance Afternoon Show is a podcast I started with a friend, Wesley Vance, about 6 months ago, and we had recorded 5 episodes in May, and we were really excited for the project to keep going, but then all of a sudden, everything stopped. The reason progress on the show had died was because that we made it a lot of work for ourselves. We wanted each episode to be incredibly educational and to fit in a very concise period of time. And getting to that point kind of requires a lot of overhead, a lot of time before recording, where we are doing research, documenting research, getting our lines together, making sure that we're both saying things in the right order, and then recording, and then post-editing. So it was a lot of work. And at the time, we had both began ramping up on a client project, and neither of us were really able to find the time to be able to work on the show, work on client projects, and to work on developing your own businesses, plus like managing a couple of other meetup groups and stuff like that on the side. It just became a lot, and something had to give. So we kind of stopped developing the show for a little while until recently. Now that we've heard feedback naturally from a few friends and family and second degree friends, and everyone seemed to think that the show was pretty cool and that they would like to hear more of it. So we started thinking how we could make the show easier for us to do so that it was something that we would enjoy doing week after week for an indefinite period of time, and we decided that we should change the format. So what we decided the new show format should be would be just doing interviews with freelancers and kind of taking the topic list that we had previously set up for the first format of the show to switch that up to ask developers or other freelancers their input on those different types of topics. And this, we think, is a better format because it'll help us with connecting with more developers directly or more freelancers directly. I say developers because on the show, we, as in myself and Wes, both of the hosts, are developers. And we definitely are more knowledgeable in that type of freelancing, freelance development, but we've also both had experience working the design side of freelancing, and we do want to interview more general freelancers on the show, not necessarily just developers, and we think that'll be a really interesting thing to see what other people's opinions and thoughts and findings are on these topics. So that's the direction that we're taking the show in now, and a couple of other things that are happening have made the show more interesting and fun to work on. One of those things is that we made the onboarding process for interviewing people really streamlined so that when we do find people that we want to interview, it's really easy for us to get them on board. I send them an email. It has a link for them to set a schedule. We're using Calendly for that, a Google form for finding out all the need-to-know information about their business before the show, and also a little PDF doc with some like generally obvious information but still useful to have, like making sure you're in a quiet room with a mic and our contact information and a couple of more things to think about to prepare for the podcast. I went back and listened to the first 5 recordings that we did for the Freelance Afternoon Show, and one of the things that I realized that immediately caught my attention was that in the first few episodes, we announced that we have a Slack team that people can join, and that Wes and I will hang out in there for some time and just like answer questions about freelancing, and we hadn't actually created that. So I made that Slack team, and that's exciting for me now because we'll definitely have more interaction with other freelancers and like some of the friends that I showed the show to previously or that I even hadn't necessarily shared the show with but came up to me. told me like, "Hey, yeah, what is the Slack team opening up? I'm really interested in joining." So it's like, "Oh yeah, let me create that." And it's interesting to me that there's people that are actually asking for this, and so they weren't complaining too much. So it seemed like a good time to go ahead and make it now and get on that and start capturing value from that Slack team. The last thing that has me excited about the Freelance Afternoon Show is a conference that's happening in Austin, Texas on September 8th and the 9th called the Freelance Conference. And I got put in touch with the owner through a friend in the Dallas startup community, and she's really cool. She's been a freelancer for like, I think, 8 years. It might have been a lot longer than that. I apologize, Emily, if you hear this. Her name is Emily Leach. And she is a freelancer in Austin, Texas, and does a lot of stuff with the freelance community. And she started this conference about 3 years ago. And it's grown ever since it started. And it seems just like a really good opportunity to bring the Freelance Afternoon Show to, and to find freelancers to try out the new format with, and to get new listeners, and all around find some added value for the show. So what Wes and I did was we ordered some Moo postcard size cards, and we're going to bring them to the conference so we can give them to potential presenters or potential listeners. And I think they're really cool. Like one side says like "Be a better freelancer," and "better" is in parentheses because the show is really targeted towards people who want to become freelancers or people who are already freelancers and want to be better at their practice. So I think that's a really cool header. And then on the back, just like information about the show, then where to find it at. So hopefully we'll get some listeners from that, and hopefully we'll get like at least five potential freelancers to interview in an entire conference full of people. So I'm pretty confident about that, and that makes it really exciting because with the new format, I think it's going to be really easy to get these shows recorded and get them out. So I'm excited, and we're going to see how that goes. We have two potential interviews scheduled on the new format, so I'm excited to see how those play out. And I'm hoping to get at least five or six more from the conference, and that should put us about 10 weeks out as far as interviewing or show schedule goes, and that's all from a few hours of work and recording, so that should be a lot of fun to see how it plays out. Those are all the updates I have about the Freelance Afternoon Show, and I'll be sure to touch base here in the next couple of days to let you know what else I'm up to.